As you find your way into a seated position, I invite you to close your eyes and just become aware of your physical body. That's right. The parts of your body that sit against a surface, whether it's the floor, a chair, or another part of your body. And the parts of you that touch the air. Just getting a sense of your physical body as it is in this moment. Bringing your attention to the base of your skull now and lifting the base of your skull ever so slightly and finding that when you do so, it automatically elongates your spine, allowing space between the vertebrae. Quiet space. Lifting up out of the day's activities or any thoughts that your mind may have had, and coming ever more readily into a kind of spaciousness that you may sometimes have forgotten exists easily right within yourself, didn't you? That's right. Expanding your awareness beyond what it had been previously in relation to that kind of space. Excellent. Now within that spaciousness, there is also a kind of flow. And if you were to focus back on the base of your skull now, and begin just ever so slightly moving the base of your skull forward and back and to one side and now the other, just ever so slightly. You may begin to have an awareness that there is a certain fluidity that runs through your spine inside the spaciousness, all the way down to the base of your spine, and at the very same time, from the base of your skull up through the top of your head. And I don't know in all the ways you are feeling now this fluidity and spaciousness within you, but you can know that this is a sort of greater energy that sustains you in an everlasting way. Unconsciously, and you don't even have to mind it. That's right. So just be with this state of space and flow and enjoy yourself for a moment, or maybe for all time. And while you continue to enjoy a comfortable state, direct your attention to your heart center. And imagine and pretend that you can breathe right into your heart chakra in the center of your chest. That's right. Just breathing in. And then exhaling. The breath traveling over the same path that brought it in. Just like that. And as you continue to breathe in and out in this way, can you become aware that your breath is spontaneously energizing and clearing your heart center? And that the more that you breathe in this way, the more a certain opening and release automatically occurs to remind you of this space of love that dwells within you, your birthright to love and to be loved unconditionally, gently, deeply. And as your heart opens to embrace certain things about this state, you may begin to notice there is a sort of greening that shimmers within this space. This is the green of the heart chakra that grows love. Love for yourself. Love for others. A love for life itself. So you can allow the opening to compassion in many ways. And the dissipation of whatever could keep you from your full experience of love. That's right. As the breath moves in and out on its natural path. That's right. And now, bringing your attention to the base of your throat chakra, and bringing your breath into the throat chakra, and allowing the breath to further open and cleanse this space. The space through which your truth emerges. And in the exhalation, sending out any obstructions that may be caught that keep you from your expression of truth, your birthright. Speaking, singing, emerging through a blue as the sky, coming from the inside and merging with the outside, unconsciously, the same as your breath. That's right. Which you can now bring into the point between your eyebrows, your third eye, wherein lies clarity, clairvoyance, clear seeing of what is and what is not. And as your breath moves into your third eye and begins to open it in a certain way, you may become aware of the color of indigo. And that on the exhalation, light emerges. The insight coming out to shine upon your path. Because such a light can dissolve any fog or crack any barrier to clarity. Your birthright, sorting what's important from what is not, and becomes indistinguishable from the blinking of your eyes to cleanse and clear, shining your light now. As you move your attention to the top of your head and breathe in through the top of your head, your crown chakra, your connection to that is greater than you, breathing in that cosmic consciousness, feeling the violet spin of this special energy that provides a certain release of whatever could keep you from this birthright, a surrendering to create what flows through you as your higher path, and that with each breath, I don't know in what ways you are finding that you have a sense of being limitless in space, in time, as you continue to breathe in this way. And moving your attention down now to a point midway between the base of your spine and your pubic bone. That's right. And breathe in through your root chakra, the red fire of your existence, your birthright to be here, now. And on the exhalation, feeling the breath moving down to deep within the earth and taking anything with it that may have kept you from being fully present in the now, here on the earth plane, releasing any past events, any teachings that no longer serve you. That's right. Fully grounding. And knowing that you are a child of this mother. earth that nurtures, absorbs, supports your breath. And moving up now to a point just below your navel, your sacral chakra. Breathing in to the orange expansion of creativity and procreation. Your right to give life whatever is within you to give life to. And to feel what you feel. And exhaling anything that would cramp, bringing your creations out to the world in this moment. Or anything that would stifle the feelings within you. That's right. And the more that you breathe in this way, the more you can automatically sense an energetic welling that naturally and easily births itself in the same breath. And drawing your attention now to a space protected in the hollow in front of your rib cage, the diaphragm region, your solar plexus, and breathe in the gold of your mind, your birthright, to own your thoughts and actions. That's right. And exhaling anything that causes you to disown, to question, to discharge. When your intuitive self knows you know, when you don't even know you know, allowing the self who knows to become heard in a louder, yet quiet and comforting way. Yes, just like that. And now, having already breathed into each of your energy centers, your chakras, separately, now I invite you to become aware of all of your chakras and begin breathing in and out of all of them simultaneously. That's right. Easily, naturally aligning your birthrights. And finding all aspects of yourself dwelling within this space and fluidity. And whenever you are ready, in your own time, bringing back into the present with you this alignment, this spaciousness, your fluid nature into the now.